Sergeant Delagrange, thanks for joining us today on the Black Snake Bites podcast to talk about recruiting questions.
Yeah.
And really appreciate you taking the time. The question I want to ask today is, how can our Black Snakes get involved with the recruiting team, and how can we help out to bring more people onto the base?
So some big ways to get involved are, as you know, we're always out in the public doing events, and you know, there's not very many of us for the state, and we'd like to have as much reach as we can. So we're always looking for volunteers to get on some recruiting days with us and come out into the public, work some events, and, you know, kind of tell your Air Guard story. This year, we have a good amount of days that we can give each individual. So you can get paid, wear the uniform with us for a day if you're not here full time, or full timers, you know, can obviously come whenever. But whether that be a fair, a college fair, career fair, going to a high school, maybe a sort of career specific event. So like an aviation day, we go to Purdue University a lot. So things like that are really big for us. And then it also gives you an opportunity to kind of come out with us and see what we do. Because a lot of it is, you know, you see us enlisting people, you see us out in the public, but you don't really see what we do behind the scenes. So it might be a good opportunity for people to come out and do that, but also gives you experience. So when you're not working with us, talking to somebody who's potentially interested in joining the Guard, you can kind of use your time with us to figure out, hey, this is probably what I should talk about, or maybe a good thing to talk about based on, you know, my experience in the Guard.
And how do these events fit into the bigger picture of our recruiting goals here at the 122nd Fighter Wing?
So every event we do is intended to either gain visibility by the public or to generate leads to bring them eventually into our office and eventually into the Air National Guard. So we couldn't do our job without everybody else here on base helping us, you know, spreading the word of the Air National Guard here in Fort Wayne and around the state and surrounding states and areas. So, you know, Black Snakes here are a huge perpetuation tool for us to get the word out, get new people in our office, and, you know, have the ability to do our jobs effectively.
I've often heard recruiters say that everyone is a recruiter. What does that look like? How can somebody like me or just anybody on base here who doesn't have a background in recruiting, how can we use our personal experiences to be a recruiter to those in our lives that might be interested in joining?
Yeah, so everybody is a recruiter, but not in a sense of you put on a uniform every day and you're a recruiter. Using your personal experience, like you said, is huge. Everybody's experience on how they got here, what they do here, and where they want to go from here is totally different. So, you know, my experience might not be the same as yours, but that's great because you have different things to share than I do. So I can use my experience to tell somebody, hey, this is the route that I took, and they can use what I tell them to make a decision on where they want to go. Sometimes you telling your story makes somebody realize, like, hey, maybe this is a lot more than I thought it was, or the Air Force has way more than just airplanes, and we do a lot more than just that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a very common misconception is Air Force, airplanes, that's all we have. Well, that's a huge part of what we have. I've never worked on an airplane a day in my life. A lot of us have. So that's experience that I don't have, that somebody else telling that story to somebody who's interested in that kind of thing would greatly help. So, and personal testimony too is a lot more than me as a recruiter saying, hey, this is great, come here. This is, you know, the best place to be. Personal experience is great. If you're prior service from a different branch, if you're prior service active duty, if you've been deployed, if you've been in a couple different career fields, use that. Tell people about it. Bring them to us. We'd be more than happy to, you know, help them get from point A to point B.
This is the official podcast of the 122nd Fighter Wing. Views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the 122nd Fighter Wing, Air National Guard, or United States government. No endorsement of any person or business is ever intended.